Hey, this is Michelle, and you're listening to Words with Michelle, the podcast, a show where I sit down and have conversations with influencers on a range of topics, anything from natural hair, employment, discrimination, food, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you want to send me an email, hit me up at michelle@wordsmichelle.com. Thanks for tuning into the latest episode of Words with Michelle, the podcast. The title for the show is Finding Love During Lockdown. This show is an extension of a couple of shows on dating I did last year. In those shows, I spoke about how you can effectively date during a pandemic. But in this episode, I speak with someone who has found a relationship during lockdown. I thought to do this topic because my dating life is pretty much non-existent. Between dealing with life and social distancing, I haven't given much thought or energy to actually dating. Yeah, I know it's sad, but it's completely true. So I want to know how people are finding love and relationships in the age of lockdown. In this episode, I speak with Kenrick Phillip. He's from Toronto, well, Scarborough, Ontario to be exact. However, he's lived in South Korea for 3 years. He did date while he was there, but his relationship status changed as of early 2020. He's back in Toronto and spoke to me about how he has effectively been able to start a new relationship. Take a listen and find out more about him and how he's able to find love.
My name's Kenrick and I'm from Toronto, grew up in Scarborough, and went to school for history and English, and I wanted to be a teacher, so ended up actually moving abroad to South Korea and was living there for the past 3 years, and it was pretty fun. It was interesting, got to travel a lot, and I really enjoyed my time there. It was really good for me, got to grow a lot and loved it there, and then came back a few months ago, end of February this year, so back in Toronto now, and yeah, pretty happy with that I'm back so far. So I was teaching English there. What was happening was after I graduated was kind of just doing things outside of the field that I would have liked to be working in. And I had a couple of friends who they lived in South Korea already. They were teaching and they told me about the opportunity. It looked like they were having fun on Snapchat and Instagram. So I was like, huh, this was a good time. And then they told me like how much the pay was, that they pay for your apartment, which I mean, from Toronto, we know apartments here.
Yeah.
Anywhere here is expensive. So once that's paid for, you can easily save up a lot of money plus travel. So I was interested in all that. So it was a great opportunity and I took it and definitely enjoyed it for the most part, but I definitely don't regret it at all. Happy I went.
Okay, great. So you said you were there for 3 years then, right?
3 years, yes.
Okay. So we've been living in a pandemic for almost 2 years now, practically 2 years. So what was your status? What was your relationship status prior to the pandemic?
Prior to the pandemic, I had a lot of girls. I'll say that. I mean, when I was in Korea, I had my fun in Korea. I'll put it that way. I had my fun. It was a good time. I was talking to a few girls at different times, but right before when the pandemic hit, had a girlfriend. We actually, when it hit beginning of February, of course, Asia, it hit earlier. I was in Vietnam with a girl for like a couple of days, and then, you know, we went back to Korea and then we broke up. And then after that, I was single for the whole 2020 and was mostly staying inside because there wasn't much to do. So it was just inside and relaxing mostly.
So, okay, that's actually a good point because you were in Asia, kind of like, I don't want to call it the epicenter, but there was a lot of, a lot of fear and a lot of being in Asia at the time. How did you feel then, like when you were there during that pandemic?
Well, I'll say this. The first time I heard about the pandemic or about the virus, so of course things happened earlier there, right? So
yeah.
I was on vacation, another trip by myself. I was in the Philippines. When I arrived to Philippines, it was the day Kobe died. So it was January 26th. I remember that. So I'm in the Philippines. I'm on a trip with teachers who are teaching in China. So we're on a trip. We're going canyoneering, which was really fun. Great time. They get a call from their school and the school is like, oh, you might be able to stay on vacation longer because there is this coronavirus thing. And like, I'm hearing them talk about it. I'm like, huh, coronavirus. That, okay, that's interesting. Why is there this virus named after a beer? But this is like January 26th. So like, we're way ahead at this point. I fly back to Korea February 2nd. Things in Korea are still okay. I go on vacation again, like I said, to Vietnam with the girl. By the time I came back February 10th, the airport was like, they're scanning you. They're doing all these different things. And then basically after that, things went into lockdown. So the way I felt, I'm not gonna lie, I thought it wasn't that serious at the beginning. And now here we are, a year and a half later, and still it's pretty much going on. So yeah, it was, but in Asia too, they wear masks and they always wore masks since like there's things with dust. So they kind of were more prepared. But yeah, I never really took it that serious, to be honest.
Wow. So then, okay, so you went from dating to non-dating to like pandemic. So then what was going on in your head? Did you even think, like, I mean, I know you just broke up with someone, but what were you thinking at that point?
I was thinking, so at that point, we're probably March, April. I wasn't thinking too much about any relationships at that point. I mean, I'd been in my life a lot of relationships, had never really been single for that long. So ended up being single for the whole summer, winter, all of that. So for me, was enjoying my time by myself, was spending time with my friends a lot more when I could. I mean, as much as I could, but yeah, I was just mostly focused on myself, focused on learning more, focused more on growing and definitely learning things that were very helpful. So I listened to a lot of podcasts that definitely like helped me understand things from different perspectives, because like not that girlfriend, but my longest girlfriend who was, I was with for almost 4-ish years, she would say I was not good at communicating. And that's definitely a fact. Now, I came back, I talked to her and she's like, oh, wow, you definitely like you talk more. I'm like, oh yeah, thanks. So for me, just learning and growing was probably one of the helpful things from the pandemic.
Okay, so I want to ask you something. I want to ask, because you said you weren't really single for long. Like, were you always were you like a serial monogamous then? Like always in a relationship?
Kind of, I would say. But to be fair, I also wouldn't call many of them my girlfriends. Yeah, I would say it kind of was jumping around.
Do you think that had to do with you being in Asia? And then I guess you saying not many Black men there. Do you think that had something to do with it?
For sure. I mean, I'm like 6'1". I think I'm decently good looking enough. And I say I'm regular in the sense like I'll talk to people. And like a lot of guys are like weird where like they'll try to force things to happen. I'm just like, no, I'm here, you know, oh, you want a drink? I'll buy you a drink. I'm not trying to take it any further than that. So for me, it's just, I feel like I'm regular, which a lot of guys, they're weird. And I can obviously say a lot of guys are weird. I don't know why, but it is what it is.
What do you mean weird? Okay, so you said weird.
Men, I mean, I'm not going to say men are trash, but men are definitely weird. They do weird things. God. And I see it, I'm like, why are you trying this hard to like, you know, they're trying hard to impress people. I'm very laid back. I'm very like chill. That's what a lot of people say about me is like, I'm never trying to force any issue. I'll just like, whatever the flow is, I'll go with the flow. And then that's it. But then other people, like when they go out, their sole purpose will be like, oh yeah, I got to talk to all these girls, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, no, I'll go out. I'll dance by myself. I'll go out by myself. I'll meet new people. I'll talk to new people. But yeah, it was never like, oh, I got to, by the time I leave this club tonight, there's got to be a girl with me. It was never like that was never a thought in my mind.
Okay, so then, okay, so you were saying that you were single for most of the pandemic. So then when did you start to feel more relaxed and able to date?
Well, for me, I never dated in Asia again. So while I was living there, was just at home. So my girlfriend now, I knew her from before. So she was living in Toronto and we had a mutual friend. So like, I'd seen this girl before and told my mutual friend, I was like, oh, what's up with your friend? And my friend, she was like, oh, she's already got a boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. She ain't into you. And I was like, okay, cool. That's, you know, that's what's up. I keep it moving. It's like, that's how it was for me. I was like, yeah, what's up? We keep it moving. And then when we started talking, so my birthday came around, like me and her were like flirting a little bit, you know, on Instagram. So a little bit of talking, a little bit of flirting. And then my birthday came around and had a few drinks on my birthday. So I'm in a car with my friends and She's like, happy birthday. And then I don't know how, where this came from, how I got the card. I was like, when I get back to Toronto, me and you are going now. And she's like, okay. I'm like, oh, shoot. That guy got juice like that. Well, all right.
So wait, then, was she still with that guy already? Was she still with
Oh, no, she had broken up with that guy. So yeah, she was single. I was single. And yeah, so just timing worked out, thankfully. And yeah, here we are now. I mean, this was September when that I said I'm going to come back. So I came back end of February, my first week out of quarantine. We went to Hillcrest Mall to the food truck festival, and it was great. We went skating, and yeah, it was a good time, and happy, happy. That's all I can say now. Definitely happy that things went the way it did.
Nice. So, okay, so February of 2021, right? That's when you guys went today. Okay. So from September to February, do you just... How did you guys, were you dating at that point or just interested at that point?
So we would do like video call dates. So like our first video call date, we were watching, it was a Christmas movie with like, it's on Netflix. I don't remember the name, but we did like a Netflix party video date. So we were watching it together. So of course time zones are like a big difference. So
that's right. I'm that's in right. Korea.
There's no daylight savings. So there at the time, I would have been 14 hours ahead. So like it would have been, let's say 10 p.m. there, 8 a.m. in Toronto. So yeah, I think our first video call date, we started at like 11 p.m. for me, which would have been like morning for her. So like I was up till late, I was tired and whatnot, but it was really good. It was a lot of fun, enjoyed it. And then yeah, we do video call dates like that. And that's like how we really got to know each other, which I think that was really good since, I mean, obviously I knew her friend, she knew her friend too, of course, but it gave us a chance to like get to know each other from afar without any like pressure, build like a really strong base, which yeah, I think that really helped out a lot versus like when people they're together, they go out, who knows what's gonna happen. But yeah, we really formed a good friendship because of the distance.
And you also were saying before about your ex-girlfriend was saying that now you're very talkative. So do you think that had anything to do with like the pandemic being by yourself and in this relationship, I guess being, you know, you guys had to talk. That was a primary part of it because she wasn't in Korea with you.
Well, I'll say this. I would always say I hated talking on the phone. Like that girlfriend, me and her probably talked on the phone like 3-4 times in our long relationship. I just hated talking on the phone, which I think, you know, that just stems from being when I was a kid. The only time I'd really have to use the phone was when I'd in trouble at school and I have to call my mom. So I think that's where that came from, where I hate calling people on the phone. But
seriously, okay.
So yeah, so after that, I mean, I think besides that relationship, like the podcast, like I said, that really helped me to understand things, like, because after that long relationship, that's when I started to talk a little bit more, but like not as much as I do now. And like, I realized how helpful just talking about things is, because everybody goes through their own things, but there's a lot of similarities and different things people go through. And then even with that, the problems you think are a problem in your head, when you're only saying it to yourself, you're just backing yourself up and you're just like, of course you're right. Of course you're right. Then you say it out loud. Like the first time I said it out loud to somebody else, I was like, man, I really be tripping. I be tripping like crazy. But when you're not saying it to other people, you're just in your own head. You're like, of course I'm right. Of course I'm right. Of course I'm right. And then, yeah, you say it out loud. You're like, oh no, no, no. I was very much wrong there. So that was one of the takeaways I got from that. And that's yeah, awesome.
Learning, it's good that you could admit that. I like that. I think that's really great that you could admit that or can even identify that, right? Like you realize, you know, like I like what you said, like when you sometimes when you don't communicate and you're just thinking about it in your head, you're backing yourself up. That's actually an awesome point, because communication is a two-way street, right? You need to know what's on someone else's mind and not think things in your head. So you did have a lot of personal growth, it sounds like that.
Yes, so definitely a lot of personal growth, which helped me out a lot now too. So like, even like going back to the podcast, like one of my favorite podcasts is Love Hour. So like Kev on stage and his wife, and like they'll talk about things from like a married perspective, but it also relates to a lot of different things in life. And like he'll use a lot of very good metaphors too, which like that really gets the point home for me. So like an example of that is they're talking about like sort of mess ups in relationships. Like the metaphor he gave was basketball, right? So if you mess up in like real life in a relationship, a lot of times like people will try to argue about the point of, oh, I wasn't trying to do this. But like the other person's like, oh, but you did this, it made me feel like this. And but the guy will be like, oh, but I wasn't trying to do that. So like his metaphor was like, oh, say you're playing basketball, you're trying to block someone's shot, you foul them. The ref calls a foul. The ref is never gonna come to you and ask you, were you trying to foul him or were you trying to block your shot? It doesn't matter. They call it a foul, the game goes on, right? Life is just like that. Most fouls in basketball, they're not intentional fouls. You're trying to do one thing, something else happens. Same thing in relationships. You're trying to do one thing, something else happens. But then we'll get stuck arguing the point, I wasn't trying to do that. And I know for myself, all the time I'd be like, oh, but I wasn't trying to do that. Then it happens again, I wasn't trying to do that. It happens again, I wasn't trying to do that. Instead of like listening and be like, it's not about what I'm trying to do. It's the intent or not the intended. It's what happens in the end. So yeah, definitely for me, listening to podcasts helped me like learn and see things from different perspectives. So that helped a lot with my growth too.
That's good. I mean, oh my God, that's really amazing. So were you listening to podcasts prior to the pandemic, or you just listened to them because you were at home and you couldn't go to work and stuff like that?
So prior I was listening to podcasts. So Kev On Stage has a few different podcasts that I really like. So he had one with his friend, and then like he's a comedian, so like I really like that one podcast.
So now you're back in Toronto. So I guess you were starting to date your current girlfriend now, back in say September of last year, correct? Like September.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you came back in February, when you came back to Toronto, how were things? Did it just kind of fall into place? Because we have to think about like safety measures in the sense of like, you know, vaccines and you have to quarantine. Like, how did that change the game? Like, how did that change the relationship, or did it change the relationship?
Oh, when I got back, the rules were slightly different than they are now too. So at that point, Toronto, everything was kind of closed, but Markham was open for like, you could go to restaurants. Durham was definitely closed too. And Toronto was closed. So that's how we ended up. So like our first date, we went to the food truck festival because Hillcrest Mall, that's in Markham, it's outdoors, so that was fine.
We went
skating outdoors after. And yeah, so it was mostly like a bunch of outdoor type things since that's what was allowed. And I mean, it was hard trying to find the different things to do, but like me, I'm an adventurous person, so like I'll try things. I'm also good at planning things, like I can look things up, and she's also pretty good at that too, so that also helped them, willing to try different things, being flexible also. But yeah, a lot of the usual like places, like, you know, you couldn't just go to Red Lobster, you can't just do the simple things, you can't go to Cineplex anymore. So for me, like, I kind of like that challenge of just like, okay, my usual things, maybe they're not available, what else can we do? So even a couple of weeks ago, we went on a date. So what we do now, which came out of another conversation, was every Tuesday we go out on a date, right? So a couple of weeks ago on a Tuesday, so I plan my Tuesday, the next week she plans a Tuesday. So on my Tuesday, again, at this point we were in stage one, so indoor things weren't open, outdoor things, some of them were open. So we went to, it was an outdoor like golf range, and then we did golfing, we did mini golf, so like a mini putt, we had ice cream, and then we did take out a sushi place. So it was
this is an awesome date, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a planner. That's one thing I'll say, is I'm a really good planner. So it was really fun. I'd never been to like a golf range before, so was fun for me. It was like her second, maybe third time going to a golf range, so it was a lot of fun. She said it's one of the cutest dates she's been on, so I mean, that's a point for me. And
nice.
Yeah, just trying to think of different things, which I kind of like the challenge, but also I'm ready for when everything's open again.
I also wanted to know, like, I guess mentally or emotionally, because you were in a long distance before, right? Like, so when you were in Korea and she was in Toronto, it's a long distance, because I've been in a long distance relationship. So I know what it's like. I know how the mental, like, and emotional, you know, you're always thinking about the person. How did, so was there like, did you guys just kind of fall into your relationship when you came to Toronto? Like, did everything just kind of fall into place? Like, how did you feel? Like, I know you knew her before, like you were, you had a mutual friend and stuff like that, but was it strange at all, or was it just?
No, it was not. I would say no, not strange. I mean, we talked a lot about different things before too, and like, I think so. Both of our love languages are quality time, physical touch. So like that meshed very well. So being in person, I think it made things a lot easier. I mean, obviously the first time. I'm not gonna say it's awkward, but like, I think the one thing, the good thing about me, and a lot of people will say this, is I'm never trying to be anyone else. Like the person who, as I talk to people on the phone, as I text people, when you meet me in person, it's like, oh yeah, this is the exact same person. So I think like that really helps. Was just always like, yeah, if I give somebody my word, I'm gonna follow through on it. So I think that helps. So it never really felt like awkward like that. To me, at least. She might say differently, but I doubt it. But yeah, it fell into place. And I think, yeah, it worked. I think because we talked a lot about different things so often.
Do you think dating and socializing will go back to how it was pre-pandemic?
I feel pretty safe. I mean, like, there's a lot of studies that are being done about like how ready people are to return to like going back to normal sort of things. And a lot of people in Canada, I believe, are saying like November-ish is when they're going to be ready. So, I mean, I'm ready now. I'm ready for summer. Summer is here. I'm outside as much as I can be. We were at a patio on Saturday, and it was a good time. So, yeah, I feel like things are fairly safe. So, like in my mind, I'm not too worried about things. But I'm also just not a worrier like that. Like, my motto is like, if you can control something, control it. If you can't control it, then why are you even thinking about it? So that's just the way I go about things.
Seeing that Kendrick was able to find a relationship during the pandemic, I asked him if he can share some ways that people can look for someone to date during these times.
You have to probably know that person. They probably have to be within your circle already, since going out is kind of off the table. But then, to be fair, I mean, I also don't really know how people would meet other people before that. So like, I always, like my longest relationship, I knew her cousins, and then like we met at a party. So like, I always kind of just knew the people before. So like, I don't really know how people meet, to be honest. Like, is it at the club? Awesome. Is it on Tinder? Is it on Bumble? Is it on Hinge? Whichever one of those. I don't think those are that effective. Personally, like, I feel like if you know that person or you have a mutual connection, that's the easiest way. I mean, if you're solid at sliding in the DMs, that also could go pretty well. But a lot of people don't have that game either. So I don't know. But yeah.
I think it's a bunch of things. I think people do both, like what you said. I think they definitely during the app, because I think people were definitely using the apps during the pandemic, but just socially distanced. I think there's a lot of outside dates and stuff like that. I've not used an app, so I don't really know, but it's kind of good to actually speak about relationships during this time, because I actually just had a conversation with someone literally like a couple of days ago about, you know, how he was looking for love during the pandemic, looking for a date, and I guess it was kind of difficult. And I guess it is, because people are more not standoffish, but more like, you know, safety precautions, or taking safety precautions, you know?
Yeah, that people are wearing masks, so like you don't really
that's
see
true. Like, how could I forget that? That's true. People are definitely wearing masks, so you just see this, right? You don't see everything else,
which changes everything. I see somebody with a mask, I may not recognize them here, unless like I have to know you for years. So if I see you in a mask, to know who you are, otherwise good luck. I'm not gonna recognize anyone.
That's true, eh? That's a part of the game, for real. Like the mask thing. I mean, that's. I mean, we laugh, but that's true. I mean, like, unless you're outside and you're at a distance, like, you know, 6 feet, whatever, you can have your mask off. But With a mask? That's true. You won't be able to, you don't know what the person looks like.
And I can't trust that.
Okay, I don't want to get too much in your business and ask me if I'm getting too
okay,
crazy.
I'm just trying to get,
what do you call it? An idea. Okay, so because you said you have date nights on Tuesdays, but do you see each other at any other time or is it just
Tuesday? Yeah, so how this came about too. So again, from a podcast, so they were talking about, it's called the meta message. So a lot of times people will say something, but they mean something else. It's so like what she said to me after this was like, oh, yeah, you don't want to see me during the week, something like that. And I was just like, well, that's not true. But then in my mind was like, oh, but she's not saying what she really feels, which is, I want to see you during the week, basically. So I took that. I'm like, oh, you see, and that's where like doing the work and listening to things, because a year ago, I would have never caught that. But I only heard that. I heard that podcast probably like a couple months before. So I was like, huh, I understand now. So put it into action. I was like, okay, so every week, middle of the week, we're going to do something like, you know, spontaneous. We plan it. It's a surprise.
I love that last situation that Kenrick just shared. He's putting in the work to make his relationship strong. So fam, looks like it is possible to find love during a lockdown. I want to thank Kenrick again for being part of the show. Thanks again for listening to the latest episode of Words with Michelle, the podcast. Just a reminder, you can subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to the shows on my blog at wordswithmichelle.com. If you have any questions or like to provide a comment or feedback, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email me at michelle@wordswithmichelle.com. You can also email me if you're interested in sponsoring my podcast. Thanks again for listening to the show, and until next time, bye.